Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Russell Cook joins us. He's Executive Director of Nevada Health Link, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Russell Cook. He is the Executive Director of Nevada Health Link. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start out, for those that do not know, because lots of people have moved to Nevada over the last couple of years. What exactly is Nevada Health Link? Where did it come from, and why does it exist?
Nevada Health Link is an online marketplace. We have a website at nevadahealthlink.com, and we are Nevada's official Affordable Care Act marketplace for qualified health and dental plans. So back in 2011, when the Affordable Care Act was enacted, states were required either to establish a state-run website or to use the healthcare.gov platform for eligibility and enrollment services. So in Nevada, we have an online marketplace. Our state agency runs that marketplace, and it's the only place where Nevadans can qualify for savings that lower the cost of their monthly premiums and their doctor visits.
Okay, and this came out of Obamacare, right?
Yeah, a lot of people know it as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. They're kind of synonymous.
Okay, so this has been very successful. It's converted from a federal program to a state program, correct?
Well, it's kind of both. We are a state agency, but we administer the federal program of the Affordable Care Act. So we're a state-run agency. We're entirely fee-based. We are an official Nevada government agency, but the program that we administer is defined in terms of federal regulations.
All right. Who needs to use this service? Who is it available for?
So it's available for any Nevadans who do not qualify for Medicaid because of their income, who do not yet qualify for Medicare because of their age, and who may not have the availability of health coverage through their employer.
One of the things that has always been kind of shocking to me is as people age and they get to 65, going towards 70, or actually, I should say 60 going to towards 65, that they may be out of a job because they've aged out of that position for whatever reason. And suddenly they discover that their normal route for getting health insurance is through the roof. I mean, it's insane how much it goes up. And understandably, you're getting older.
Sure.
How does this help folks in that age bracket?
Well, that's actually our biggest single age bracket. So we track enrollments in kind of 10-year age brackets. And 55 to 64 years old, which we also refer to as our pre-Medicare population, is our single biggest enrollment demographic. We have about 27,000 enrollees, which is nearly a third of our entire enrollment base in health coverage is within that pre-Medicare bracket. And so they can find a lot of relief in terms of monthly premium savings through Nevada Health Link. Now, every household is unique. Your savings are going to depend upon your income, the number of folks that you need to insure, and the ages of your family members that need coverage. A significant amount, about 9 out of 10 of our enrollees, do receive some sort of cost savings, and nearly half pay less than $100 a month to insure their entire family. Now, those numbers will skew a little bit higher for that 55 to 64-year-old demographic, simply because the premiums are higher, the older you get, the closer you get to that 65-year-old threshold. But even within that demographic, the vast majority of our 55 to 64-year-old enrollees do receive some type of monthly premium reduction.
All right, now, does this work the same way that Medicare does, for example, where, you know, you're the government agency, but it's private providers who actually provide the insurance? How does that part work?
That's exactly right. So we're essentially a marketplace where people can come and they can shop and they can compare options from different insurance carriers. Statewide, we are going to offer 141 health plans throughout the state from 8 different insurance carriers. Within Washoe County alone, we have 7 different insurance carriers offering 68 different plans. So a lot of options out there. And the NevadaHealthLink.com marketplace allows Nevadans to quickly and easily, after they just put in some basic information, the number of family members, the age of those family members, and where they're located in the state, because not all plans are available in all parts of the state, they can see exactly what options are available to them. They can rank them in price from lowest to highest. And importantly, we also provide a out-of-pocket cost estimator. So you can indicate whether or not you have recurring prescription drug needs. You can indicate whether or not you have perhaps a chronic condition that requires regular doctor visits. And our platform will actually calculate beyond just your monthly premium costs what you're likely to pay out of pocket towards the end of the year, because the lowest monthly premiums may not provide you with the lowest out of pocket costs at the end of the year if you actually have a regular need to utilize that medical coverage.
All right. So for those that are computer savvy, mm-hmm. that's great that they can go online and deal with that. What about the folks, and there would be people in my family like me who would want to talk to somebody? Do you have people who are you can call in and talk to somebody and get guidance through the maze here?
Absolutely. So we do have a call center that is available to answer basic questions about how to set up an account, how to submit an application, how to receive an eligibility determination. But about 70% of Nevada Health Link enrollees actually utilize a broker or an agent or a navigator or an in-person assistor. Those are special types of enrollment professionals that we actually pay grant funds to each year to provide free in-person assistance. But whether it's an agent or broker, whether it's a navigator, an in-person assistor, their job is to provide free assistance for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. So you can contact these individuals. We have a tool on our website. It's our Find Local Assistance tool. You can put in your zip code and a certain radius, and it'll find the closest enrollment professionals to you. They can provide assistance over the phone or in person or virtually if you prefer to do like a Zoom call. And we have hundreds of enrollment professionals throughout the state who can provide assistance in both English and Spanish. So I always recommend that that's the best place to start. For folks who are unsure of exactly what their needs are, but they want to learn more about their options, if they contact an enrollment professional in just a few short minutes, maybe a half hour session, they can learn a wealth about, first of all, whether or not they're going to qualify for savings, if so, how much they're likely to save each month and what their options look like for them and their family. So I think that's absolutely the best place to start.
Now, this program is statewide, so we have viewers and listeners all across Southern Nevada as well. Lots of options for them as well. I'm presuming probably even more so than Northern Nevada.
That's absolutely right. So we have statewide a network of nearly 900 enrollment professionals. The vast majority of them are agents or brokers. They work on a commission basis. The remainder, about 40 or so, are paid by Nevada Health Link to offer assistance. And the vast majority of them are located in Clark County in the greater Las Vegas metro area. But we also have several hundred in Washoe County in the Northern Nevada area, as well as many dozens throughout the rural counties in the rest of the state.
And I was going to ask, because this has come up obviously in the past, is that it's been harder in the past for people in rural Nevada to get a choice of coverage. How is that looking this year?
So we're going to have two insurance carriers who are offering plans in the 14 rural counties in Nevada. You're absolutely right, though. I mean, as recently as 2017 and 2018, we were actually concerned that we might have a phenomenon known as bear counties, where we literally didn't have any options available. We were able to weather that storm back in 2017. We did end up with just one insurance carrier offering a handful of plans. And today we have two insurance carriers offering several dozen plans. Provider networks still are a problem in the rural counties. Access to healthcare that's close to you continues to be a struggle. But that's a statewide issue. That's not just limited to Nevada Health Inc. But there are more options than there ever have been since we've been a state-based marketplace available to residents of rural counties in Nevada.
One of the things that always comes up as a concern is that, from a political point of view, we hear, that we want to get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something. And now, Medicare is, or Medicaid, I should say, not Medicare, is coming under scrutiny. What are your concerns about that going forward? And will that affect things for 2025?
It's difficult to speculate. What we know for certain is that, back in 2017, the Trump administration, the first time around, attempted to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. At that time, there were about 10 million Americans nationwide who were enrolled in health coverage for the Affordable Care Act. They were unsuccessful in those attempts. What they did manage to do was to reduce the tax penalty down to $0. Some of your viewers may recall that when the Affordable Care Act was enacted, Americans were actually required to get what's known as minimum essential coverage. Could be employer-sponsored coverage, could be insurance that they bought on the individual market, or it could be Affordable Care Act health coverage. And if they couldn't provide proof at the end of the year when they filed their taxes with the IRS that they had that coverage, they would be subject to a tax penalty. Admittedly, that was one of the least popular aspects of the Affordable Care Act. So what the Trump administration did is they reduced that penalty down to $0. It's still technically on the books, but in practical terms, they got rid of the tax penalty, right? Now, my colleagues throughout the country, every state in the nation was concerned that there was going to be a dramatic reduction in enrollments, and we kind of planned for the worst. We didn't see that. We did see a dip of a few percent in 2018 and 2019, but essentially it was a flat growth throughout those years. Fast forward to 2024, there are over 20 million Americans enrolled in health coverage through the Affordable Care Act. And by and large, they like that coverage. It's a great option for many folks, and for some of them, it's the only option that they can afford. So while I'm hesitant to speculate, I can say with confidence that it's very difficult to take something away from folks that they like. I think that they're going to have a hard time getting rid of it in 2025 as well, pardon me.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's in the political world, you hear people say, well, we got to cut these government programs, but don't touch my Medicare. And don't touch my Social Security and veterans benefits, which, of course, are government programs. Mm-hmm. So it absolutely makes sense. Does this apply to senior citizens as well? Are they able to come in or do they need to come in if they have Medicare?
If they have Medicare, if Medicare, and I'm stretching the limits of my expertise here, but this topic came up recently internally. Medicare Part A can either be offered at zero cost or at a cost to enrollees. If Medicare Part A is offered at some cost greater than $0, there is a chance that these folks might qualify for coverage through Nevada Health Link in order to close that gap and substitute in for that Medicare Part A coverage. So they can still qualify for cost savings even if they are Medicare eligible, provided that they are offered Medicare Part A at a cost.
Yeah, you know,
that's where it really starts to get dizzyingly complex. You know, that's a little bit outside of my realm of expertise, but there's good news around every corner.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I love having a broker for my insurance needs, because they put up all the options on a screen and I just glaze over. And if you have a good broker and you trust them, then they can really refer you to the best programs.
Absolutely right, and not only at the Medicare end of the spectrum, but also for consumers who are a bit younger and may potentially be eligible for Medicaid. It is an important part of our training and certification curriculum for all of our enrollment professionals to be well versed in Medicaid eligibility, as well as Affordable Care Act eligibility, and also Medicare eligibility, so they can really cover the spectrum there. And that's especially important for families where you've got multiple family members of different ages. They can help point you in the right direction. For instance, to name just one example, the Medicaid income eligibility threshold is higher for children than it is for adults. So
really?
We have a lot of what we call mixed households. Yeah, so 138% of the federal poverty line. Generally speaking, there are exceptions for emergency Medicaid and pregnant women, that sort of thing. But generally speaking, it's 138% of the federal poverty level for adults and 150% of the federal poverty level for children. So if your household income is in between those thresholds, you might very well end up in a situation where your children are enrolled in Medicaid, or CHIP as it's known in Nevada, and the parents will qualify for cost savings through Nevada Health Link.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have people to help us sort it out. Let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Russell Cook. He is the executive director of Nevada Health Link. After this timeout,
save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Russell Cook. He's the executive director of Nevada Health Link. Let me ask you about the poverty line. What is the line of poverty in the state of Nevada these days?
Well, it's a nationwide level. Actually, I think Alaska and Hawaii have a different federal poverty level. The continental 48 states have a federal poverty level threshold that's established by the federal government. It changes every year. that's part of the reason why I brought a cheat sheet, is because all these numbers change every single year. So it's hard to kind of keep up. But, you know, as far as the federal poverty level is concerned, that factors directly into potential eligibility for cost savings through Nevada Health Link. Now, our eligibility begins at 138% of the federal poverty level. And again, we talked about in the last segment that the thresholds are different for children than for adults. Sure. But generally speaking, a single adult who's making $20,783 per year is right at 138% of the federal poverty level. So for all practical purposes, you know, $21,000 is what's going to start to qualify them for cost savings through Nevada Health.
So it's probably about 15 grand, something like that, that's the actual poverty level.
After taxes, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ballpark.
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere in that range, right? And for a family of four, that eligibility threshold is about $43,000, just $43,000 and change. You know, what I think is what more people are interested in is, you know, what's the top end of that threshold, right? We understand, you know, right. Down here you're going to qualify for cost savings, but how much money can I make and still qualify for cost savings, right? And a lot of people are surprised to learn that a single adult who's making $60,000 per year will still qualify for cost savings through Nevada Health Link. A family of four who's making $124,000 per year, pretty good living, is still going to qualify for cost savings through Nevada Health Link. And to translate that into actual, you know, numbers in terms of, you know, that's kind of an abstract concept, it makes a lot more sense, I think, and people are a lot more receptive when we talk about those income levels with respect to actual plans that are available through Nevada Health Link. So I brought a couple of scenarios here. If you don't mind me running through a few of those, I think that might be, you know, of interest to your viewers a lot of whom are, you know, not interested in talking about federal poverty level. They just want to get down to brass tacks and understand how much am I going to actually pay, right?
Sure.
So I'm a 45-year-old male. If I'm a single adult who's looking for health coverage in Washoe County and I go to Nevada Health Link and I start browsing plans, I'm going to see at the low end of the spectrum a plan that's available for $450 a month. In the middle of the road, it's going to be about $640 a month. And at the high end of the spectrum, it's going to be $930 a month. And that's a big swing, right? The high end is more than twice as expensive as the low end of the spectrum. I'm going to see a lot of options. I mentioned in the last segment, 68 plans available in Washoe County. And I'm also going to see descriptors on each of those plans, bronze, silver, and gold. Well, what does that mean? Those indicators, what are known as metal tiers in Affordable Care Act jargon, give you a pretty good idea of what the ratio is going to be between your monthly premium versus your deductible and your max out of pocket. The bronze plans are the lowest cost typically, and they're going to have the lowest monthly premium, but they're going to have the highest deductible and the highest maximum out of pocket. So they're a really good safety net. In the middle of the road, you're going to have the silver plans. Those are going to have lower deductibles, but slightly higher monthly payments. At the high end of the spectrum, you're going to have the most comprehensive coverage from the gold plans. You're going to have the lowest deductibles, the lowest max out of pockets, but you're going to pay a lot more each month, right? Let's say that I'm making $50,000 a year, right? And the prices I quoted just a moment ago are full price. That's before cost savings, right? But if I'm making $50,000 a year as a single adult in Washoe County, I'm going to qualify for $275 each month in cost savings. So that knocks the price of that lowest cost bronze plan down to $175 per month, silver middle of the road about $365 per month, and $650 a month at the high end for the gold plan. Even more interesting is if you're looking at a family of four in Washoe County, let's say you got two 30-year-old parents with two young children, they're going to see at the low end of the spectrum, the lowest cost bronze plan is $1,141 per month, not cheap, $1,560 a month for that middle of the road silver plan, and over $2,300 at the high end for the gold plan. Again, the most expensive plans, more than twice the cost of the lowest cost plans. But if that family is making $100,000 per year, they're going to qualify for $912 each month for cost savings. That's going to knock that lowest cost bronze plan down to $229 a month.
Which is a huge saving.
It's a lot of money back in your pocket, right? And, you know, let's say that family of four is making $80,000 per year. As your income goes down, the amount of money that you save each month goes up. The difference between $100,000 and $80,000 per year, that's going to take you up to $1,171 per month of cost savings. Now, that's actually more than the lowest cost bronze plan available to that family. That means they literally qualify for a $0 monthly premium.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because we have to take a quick commercial break. But bottom line is that doing Nevada Health Link, you can save a lot of money.
Some great options available.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Russell Cook. He's the executive director of Nevada Health Link. How many more people do you think you can draw into Nevada Health Link? What would your goal be in this next year?
Where
you currently have membership?
We've been hovering around 100,000, and I would like to see that get up to at least 110 or 115,000 over the next couple of years. There are two populations in particular that we're really trying to target. One of them are DACA recipients. You may have heard that there was a rule change earlier this year that extended eligibility to DACA recipients. Federal government estimates that there are between 11 and 12,000 DACA recipients in Nevada. And anecdotally, we've heard from our enrollment professional community that many hundreds of them have already enrolled thus far in open enrollment.
And that, and just to make the point here, that would be helpful because that way they would not be having to pay the highest costs for medical insurance, or medical costs rather, by having the insurance, which would be a saving all the way around.
That's absolutely right. It's a great safety net. They're eligible for cost savings. It's a win-win.
And unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. You have done a great job here. A lot of information. My advice to the public, get one of your brokers because it's a lot to understand.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their home. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, located on the second floor, and great views of the Strip.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.